Good afternoon, and welcome to this week's Glancing at the Stars. Last time I touched on astrology's ability to offer a perspective on current events based on the start of the event. When it involves two or more countries, the birth or start of each country can be used as well to gain insight into the nature of any conflict, agreement, etc. Another area that astrology is well suited for is the financial markets. I have devoted a number of years to their study, using astrology as a timing tool. What makes financial markets so suitable for astrological study is the rhythmic flow from high to low and low to high that characterizes every market that is actively traded anywhere in the world. Every significant high or low in a particular market, whether it is an individual stock, stock indexes, futures, etc., has a precise date, even a precise time when it occurs. These dates can be used to create natal charts to forecast the future highs or lows based on transits and other timing tools. It's a complex study as it involves many variables, and I would recommend it only to those who have studied astrology for a while. It has taken me many hours of research to discover what tools work and don't work in applying astrology to the markets. However, if you want to learn how to predict when your favorite stocks will put in a high or low, it is well worth the effort. As I have said before, astrology is fundamentally about time. And in the markets, as in life, timing is everything, or at least a key element. The highlight for this week involves a Mercury-Venus conjunction, squared to Pluto. Although the conjunction of Mercury and Venus was last week, they remain close together for a good part of this week. Mercury involves communication, and Venus concerns relationships, and more generally, happiness. Together, they give a pleasing voice and happy thoughts. Flattery can get you somewhere. Squared to Pluto, however, you can try too hard to influence others, or other people may pressure you to think and or relate a certain way. It can be a good time to ease your way through a demanding situation by saying the right things in a way that stubborn people will accept. Diplomacy versus force may be on display this week.